This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ask the people the question, Tone. Ask them again. What a great question.
Is Kevin Stefanski, who apparently is a top five coach, according to Ty Dunn, joined us earlier in the hour, is he being held back? Is Stefanski being held back by either ownership, front office, you name it? What say you, Kenny?
Kevin Stefanski is not a top five coach, but Kevin Stefanski is being held back. There you go. He's not a top five coach. JCap 44, Stefanski is a top five coach. Sorry, boys, but you'll eventually get on board. Kevin ain't a top five coach, guys. If you go by, just look at the names that are in the top five and try to tell me, Kevin wouldn't even call himself a top five coach with these names. I mean, let's be serious here. But I believe he's being held back. That coaching staff move last year, they just signed up to let Bill Callahan walk, signed up to change out the running back coach, signed up to change out the offensive coordinator to Ken Dorsey. Ken Dorsey signed up to do that. Signed up, wanted to do that. Okay. So yeah, he's being held back. He just ain't. He's not a top five coach. I don't know where I'd put him. I was going to do my QB tiers for tomorrow. Give us something to really sink our teeth into. The four tiers of this isn't a Nick Wilson tiers where he has like 18 different tiers of quarterbacks. I'm probably going to keep it to around four, I think. I might just end up having to rank the coaches 1 through 30.
I think you have to.
Do I not, Owen?
Yes, because that's much more clear than quarterbacks, because we know who all the head coaches are. There's a lot of starting quarterbacks still left to be seen.
Well, the Saints, anyway, you got Tyler Shuck.
They don't even, yeah.
Shuck, whatever. I got Tyler Shuck, and then, yeah. I'm not, for tomorrow, I'm going to rank the coaches. I'll tell you where I put Big Kev. But yeah, of course I think he's being held back. I don't think, do you disagree with me?
Well, he's definitely being held back at the most important position of sports. I mean, look at what he's going into the season with. He's going with Joe Flacco, who was not good last year. Obviously, you know, anytime you take a third round quarterback who people are saying got overdrafted, and then you take somebody in the fifth round, that's normally guys that are lucky to make a football team, fifth round quarterback draft picks. And then Kenny Pickett, who, while he does have a decent record in his starts, as we keep getting reminded of, he has not been very good either in the NFL. So
you guys both disagreed on, you know, whether the quarterback situation here was better than Pittsburgh's, right? But just, I think, around the league, where, you know, how many situations is this better than? Like, it's better than the Saints right now, right? Because they don't even know. I would have to go through and look at all of them. I can't imagine that there's more than five teams that the Browns are in a better quarterback situation than right now.
I have people disagreeing with me, by the way. Greg on Twitter, I'm sorry, Owen.
Giants, maybe?
Brought to you by Scheib and Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Greg says, how many of your top five coaches could win with this QB situation he has had? He is a top five coach. Win to what level? Like, Andy Reid's won Super Bowls. He has the greatest quarterback of the generation, but I still say you look at the weapons around him, I think they're doing a lot right now and they're going to be scary once they're really able to replenish.
I would say this, like this
I'm going by the NBA or by the CBS ones. Go ahead.
This is what Mike Tomlin to me has proven, and to some extent what Kyle Shanahan has proven. They have not needed superstar quarterbacks to be competitive. You know, obviously, yes, Tomlin needed Big Ben to try to vie for Super Bowls, but Big Ben was obviously very diminished towards the end, and then it was Duck Hodges, it was Mason Rudolph, and, you know, the list goes on, and yet they get 500 every year. That, to me, is the markings of a really good head coach. Kyle Shanahan has been at the biggest stages of football, but with what quarterbacks? Like, so that to me is why Kyle Shanahan is, I'll always put him atop my list as one of the best coaches in the league. So Stefanski has been able to win Coach of the Year twice. Now, Baker's tough to, Baker's had highs and lows, obviously. You know, he's a tough one to, like right now, I feel comfortable saying he's around a top 10 quarterback. And he was when they went to the playoffs. He also, when he was banged up, he was terrible. And then when he went to Carolina and was healthy, he was terrible. He's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league and was almost out of the league. So Baker's a tough one. I don't know how to consider him over the course of his career. But everybody else that he's had, I mean, I thought him getting to the playoffs with Joe Flacco off the couch was a definite sign that you have a really good coach.
He is I think he's a good coach. He's not top five. You can't put him top five right now. How?
Yeah, I would not.
I'm not, if the Browns had, if Kyle Shanahan, Shanahan's number seven. If Man Campbell, Nick Sirianni, John Harbaugh, Sean McVay, Andy Reid had a four QB race going in, I don't think any of them would be playoff teams. I don't know if the Browns are going to be a playoff team. I don't think the Browns are going to be a playoff team, I should say. So how?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you get to a certain threshold of wins, it's not about making the playoffs and getting to keep your job. If you make a certain threshold of wins, I'm going to go, boy, he's really a damn good coach. You should have not messed with what he was doing going into the 2024 season, which ended up being a lost season at the end. So there's a lot of things that Kevin has done very, very well. But there is the conversation of being held back. And I think a lot of people have been frustrated where I think more people want to say he's better than what they give him credit for. And they wish he would get in the way of some of this stuff that happens and use whatever power he may have over this instead of the Ken Dorsey stuff and all the other crap that we've talked about here over the last couple of years. Mike in Shaker Heights, you're next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, so this question is just like, how is he being held back from making second half adjustments when he's getting exploited, or teams are just pounding the ball down his throat, or the QB is shredding him up? We never see him on the sideline.
Well, now, hold on. Hold on. I just got a call. I remember we just got a call in the last segment that said he had one of the best defenses in the NFL. And you're talking about defensive adjustments.
We know. We never thought that about our defense. I mean, let's be for real. We've never thought, even when our defense, but the Texans shredded us up. And that year, that playoff year, a QB was able to still get what they want. Remember when San Diego or when L.A. Chargers hung up like 40 on us? It's like, so QBs, that was just like, those were fake numbers that year that our defense was so-called great and elite, because the Texans showed what the Texans did happen time and time again that year. Whenever we saw like a good pocket QB, they shredded our defense. That's the weakness. A pocket QB that knows how to read defenses will pick Schwartz's defense apart. That's a key weakness.
Seems like you're talking
defense.
More about the more defensive coordinator Schwartz, than though, the head Mike. Coach.
No, well, I'm just bringing up the point to go back against to what that caller called in and said, because you mentioned that the caller said we had a great defense.
So
I'm like, no, we never had a great defense. But back to Stefanski, I mean, last year he was on the podcast and said, my goal is to pass the ball 30 times a game. I love passing. And it's like a real coach doesn't say that. He will do whatever it takes to win the game. He is like,
they said that. What was the podcast? Barry,
it was like a no-name podcast. I heard it not. And okay. I almost threw up in my mouth, man.
I'll
let me make this last point. Let me make this last point. Barry and Stefanski, they're more concerned with being right instead of getting it right. They will force they do not adjust to the players on the team to elevate them and do what it takes. Stefanski wants his system to work instead of just doing what it takes to win the game. He's determined to prove that he knows what he's doing instead of just adjusting. You know, Deshaun Watson, for whatever, like, yes, it was a failure. But you're not going to tell me he just does it. What does he do well? Did we ever see what he could do well? He never tried to make a pass over 15 yards. And whose fault is that? Is that his fault or Stefanski for not dialing it up?
Well, it probably has something to do with a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B when it comes to shared responsibility on that. I mean, but I'll tell you what, Mike, thank you very much for the call. I can't deny what I said a couple of years ago, where we used to bicker about, and this was 3 years ago now, because we're going on 3 years before before all the stuff. It was where I made the argument that when people would complain about Nick Chubb and his usage, even though he had a high usage, I had said, if Vince Lombardi came down from heaven and guaranteed you were going to win if Nick Chubb carried the ball 30 times in a football game, I was convinced, and you didn't disagree with me at the time, I was convinced he'd look right back at Vince and go, can you guarantee me we won't? Because they're going to win their way. They're going to win their way. And remember, that's always been the argument for the entire, not just Kevin, but the entire front office. Remember that when you and I were pulling our hair out? That goes back to what, 2021, where, guys, the process is good. The process this, the process that. Where I'm a big process guy, but if you don't get the results, you have to answer for them. Because if you're not getting results, there has to be something that's a matter with your process. There has to be something that's a matter with what you've done. You're not in program build mode. You're in win mode. If you're a college football team or a high school football team, I'll buy process and say, well, if your process is good, you'll eventually get results. I'll even buy if your team has totally retooled and at the very beginning of it. But if you're in a win-now mode with the type of players that he's had, I can't buy that. I mean, I do have people making sincere arguments with me right now on the internet saying that he's a top five guy. What would any of these guys do, or what would Kevin do with their quarterbacks? He'd probably be at a very high level. But when you come off a 3-14 and you allow these type of things that have happened here over the last couple of years, I'm sorry, I can't put you in that stead. I mean, these guys, with the exception, I'd say, of Sirianni, these guys are known for not just their prowess on the sidelines, but the power they wield over their organizations as well, and because they've been successful over it. Dan Campbell, the fingerprints are all over the thing. Sirianni, I would put him out of there. John Harbaugh, Sean McVay, Andy Reid, it goes without saying. This is just a CBS list. I haven't done mine yet. Just going by that list. These guys are as intricately evolved as you possibly can. I would think Kevin is. I would hope Kevin is. But every single time we have this argument, we're over here going, well, there's this and that, and there's a bunch of excuses that are made. We give them a bunch of outs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.